This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to go on out to the fan hotline and bring in our next guest of the day. He was on just last week and he said some Pretty not controversial, but things that got people talking. We'll put it that way. And I had the pleasure of, not so long ago, parading the sidelines this time of year at St. John Fisher College with this gentleman, Tyler Dunn, Go Long TD, joining us on the show. Ty, always good to catch up, my friend. Football's in the air, man. It's such a fun time of year.
What is going on? What a pleasure to hear that voice, man. Love those times. On the sideline, right, standing there for 3-4 hours, you know, your back's going out. I always think about these coaches, too. They do a lot of standing and a lot of sitting, and they all kind of have just brutal back problems. So, you know, hat tip to all the chiropractors out there. But, yeah, that's where my mind went as you share that. You know what's funny, too? I don't even know what I'm saying is controversial. I don't even know what you're talking about. I guess I'm bullish on these Browns to an extent.
I walked back the controversial part. I don't think it was controversial. People in Cleveland loved to hear it. But I am curious, Ty, because
some.
Yeah, that's true. Some. But I am curious, Ty, because one of the things that you said was that you think the Browns are going to be better than expected. And I'm actually right there with you. Like, the Vegas win total, I think, is a little low. And I've been saying all along, like, if you can just get average offense off of what you had last year, why can't you win, like, even three more games than you did a year ago? But I guess I'm curious from your perspective, what does better than people are expecting look like? Like, could they be a fringe playoff team, or is that maybe dreaming a little too big?
Ooh, it's a brutal schedule. You know, start there. You look at September, October. If they can survive the first month and a half, and a lot of these young players can grow and figure out what they do well and have a role, you know, I don't think it's outlandish to think that Cleveland can at least hover around that in the hunt graphic by Thanksgiving. Maybe that's the goal, right? Let's show up in the in the hunt graphic. But
that's always,
you know,
more goal
than wins, right? More than wins, more than losses. I think it's a matter of how does it look. And I had the pleasure of chatting with Grant Delpit at length there in Berea. This would have been back in the spring, and we've got a story up at the site if folks want to check it out. But I just think it's a matter of, okay, you have a chance to kind of create a whole new world where, you know, maybe you have to deal with the contract of Deshaun Watson, but you're finally kind of looking at that light at the end of the tunnel and trying to remake this team while still maintaining a core of vets. And, you know, I think there might be some fans out there that look at this as, you know, being kind of half pregnant. Are you rebuilding? Are you trying to compete? I don't know, man. Like, talking to Joe Thomas, who lived the Hugh Jackson days, I think completely just gutting the roster and everything is what you do not want to do, right? You can't have that building reeking to that extent ever again. If you have a Hall of Fame talent, it behooves you to keep that Hall of Fame talent around. I love this defense. Myles Garrett, Delpit, Denzel Ward. There are some core pieces there, to your point, Spence. If they can get something out of the offense and not turn the ball over and not be just an utter disaster at the quarterback position, I see them winning some of these games at the end.
Ty, one of the other things that you said that I think raised a lot of eyebrows here in Cleveland was that
it's a better way to put it.
You think Kevin Stefanski is a top five coach, and that's not something that I personally want to push back on because I have been a bit of a Kevin Stefanski defender in this town. But what is it about him that you think makes him a top five coach in the NFL?
I think it's a matter of circumstance, too. And look, he's not completely blameless when it comes to the decision of handing $230 million guaranteed and the draft picks. I'd imagine he's a voice in the room to some extent. So this isn't just to completely, you know, exonerate him from what may be the worst trade in modern NFL history, if not NFL history. But look, he's won a lot of games with terrible, to put it nicely on radio, quarterback play. I mean, it blows my mind that the Browns have been able to get to the playoffs twice, have two very competitive contending teams in December with who they've had playing the quarterback position. And I thought that Joe Thomas put it really well, where he's one of the best at just scheming up big plays. Regardless of personnel, he can get a receiver open down the field in a big-time situation. Is that quarterback always hitting the receiver? No. But I think that this is a team that's dealt with some brutal injuries, some brutal quarterback play, and the fact that they've been able to win and be competitive for the most part says a lot about coaching. And when it comes to Stefanski, I'm kind of even thinking back to his Viking days, knowing some sources there in Minnesota. I mean, everybody speaks so highly of him. Players, coaches. This is who you want, I think, leading your team. I'm just surprised that, you know, there would be as much talk as there is on wanting to get rid of him. Now, look, if they go out there and, you know, none of these four guys show anything at the quarterback position and they go 3-14 again, maybe you're forced to do something. I get it. That pressure could be through the roof. I just don't see that happening. I see this team being competitive in games that people don't expect them to be competitive in. Look, the Steelers are going to take a step back. They're directionless. They're delusional. I mean, if you think you're going to compete for a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers at this stage of your career, I've got some, you know, real estate in Antarctica to sell you. They're not
ooh, enticing.
Good. I mean, I think Cleveland finishes ahead of Pittsburgh this year. I look at these two rosters, and I just like the Browns more. I like their coaching, you know, more, at least on the offensive side of the ball. And maybe this is a year once and for all that they're able to, you know, not overtake Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh has owned them, but maybe the pendulum starts to swing their direction a little bit. I think they actually have a plan at the quarterback position. If it might not look good now, you know, day to day, but I like throwing these darts at the board with all four of these guys and having some picks next year to take a stab at it then if none of them pan out.
So you mentioned having a plan at the quarterback position. What do you think the ideal year for the Browns at that spot looks like this year, given who is on their roster?
You know, I think ideally you'd love Joe Flacco to continue this magic carpet ride. I mean, he did win comeback player of the year over Damar Hamlin right here in Western New York where I live. It was fun. It was fun as hell. The YOLO balls and the big plays and just seeing him a little bit there during OTA's mini camp. I mean, he still has an arm. I mean, he could sling it. So I think their ideal world is, look, he's your quarterback. He stabilizes. The position is Joe Flacco earning a 7-year contract at his age? No, not exactly. But I think it's a matter of respectability and competing. And yeah, that would be ideal, but I think also you'd love to maybe see something out of one of these rookies, whether it's Shador Sanders, you know, for a few games late in the season, maybe similar to, you know, if we're talking ideal world, right? I'm not saying this is going to happen, but ideally Flacco keeps you competitive. I mean, you're hanging in that playoff hunt for a while, and maybe if you're out of it by the end of the season, you get a little 3-game cameo out of one of your rookies and he balls out and you're really excited about him in the future, right? You play Shador Sanders or Dillon Gabriel at that point, and he looks like Michael Penix did for Atlanta at the end of the season. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just love that they're keeping their options open, that maybe it's one of these guys. Hell, maybe Kenny Pickett has himself a Sam Darnold resurgence. You're going to have that ammo next year in what should be a better class of quarterbacks. I think that's the big thing, too, is, you know, kind of targeting a year ahead of time for one of these prospects and not getting stuck like those Steelers. I mean, they backed themselves into a corner for a quarterback and a historically putrid class. By the time they moved on from Ben Roethlisberger, and they should have moved on a year or two ahead of time, they forced themselves to draft, you know, Kenny Pickett. And, you know, I like Pickett a lot. And it was a terrible situation there. I mean, Matt Canada was the worst play caller in the sport. The line was a joke. They did no favors for Kenny Pickett. I wouldn't be surprised if he did something there in Cleveland. But there was just no plan. I mean, by the time you're drafting a guy, you're overdrafting him a little bit. Buffalo did the same thing with E.J. Manuel in 2013 here. And then you're setting yourself back a year, 2 years, 3 years. I think Cleveland's doing a good job of kind of forecasting the market at the position and thinking 2, 3, 4 moves ahead of time. The key is to keep your jobs, though, right? Like, you got to be competitive. You got to sell to ownership that you have a plan and that you have a team that is going to fill seats in the new stadium. So that's kind of the balance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are tightrope in here.
Tyler Dunn joining us on the show, of course, writes for his own personal site, golongtd.com. And this isn't hyperbole when I say this. Like, Ty is, to me, one of the best, like, feature story investigative writers in this business, man. Like, he's awesome. If you haven't subscribed, please do. He's got that story about Grant Delpit he mentioned. You want to check it out. It's really well done. Ty, you've been part of numerous quarterback competitions there in Buffalo over the years, watching that sort of play out. So you know how these things tend to go. When do you think the Browns need to sort of know who their starting quarterback is, or at least internally indicate to the team who their starting quarterback is throughout the next month or so?
You have to think they've got a really strong idea right now. It's not like they're just rolling a ball out onto the field, you know, late July, and hey, that best man wins, and everybody has the same exact shot to win this. They got to have an idea. It's probably like you're kind of looking at two mini battles here between Flacco and Pickett as the vets, Gabriel and Shador as the rookies, maybe competing to be that young guy in waiting if the season falls apart, and maybe you want to see what one of them look like. But I would think a week or two, right? Like, you don't want this thing to drag on and on and on. And the Browns have even spoken to that effect on wanting to get some answers, right? You don't want to rush it, but you want one of these guys to blow you away. And I'm trying to think of a comp because the Bills have definitely been through it. You know, at 2015 with Rex, you know, they didn't have much of a plan at quarterback and it kind of backfired. But they went in thinking Matt Castle was going to be their starting quarterback. That's who Greg Roman, the OC, wanted. But Rex loved Tyrod Taylor. And then they had E.J. Manuel kind of hanging around. And, you know, E.J. never really had a shot. They told everybody that he did, but he wasn't getting the reps, and you could see it. So that's kind of the problem here too, right? Like, the new CBA, it's not like you have an abundance of practices and reps, 11-on-11 work, for everybody to get the same amount and to really see. So you do kind of have to pick and choose your battles. And eventually Tyrod just made a few more plays to Matt Cass. It was clear that he gave you the best chance to win. So what's that moment for the Browns? Maybe it is that first exhibition game. Maybe you see something like the Bills did in a Tyrod Taylor where, you know, somebody blows you away and you just go that direction. So I don't think they're going to want to, you know, kind of tiptoe around this thing and let it drag on and on. You got to have your team rallying behind somebody week one.
Ty, I got a couple more here for you. One more overarching AFC question. But before we get to that, we have teased the Grant Delpit article. I just want to get a sense of, you know, as you talked to Grant, as you worked on this piece, what did you glean from your conversations with him? Just what did you learn maybe about him as a player and as a person?
You know, I think you have to go back to the last game of the season where the Cleveland Browns had nothing to play for. You know, you're facing a Baltimore team that had everything to play for. And Grant was the one inside that locker room who looked everybody in the eyes and said, "We're going to find out who's riding with us in 2025.
Yeah.
Like basically like if you're not going to work, if you're not going to, you know, pour your blood, sweat and tears into this thing, like get the hell out of here. You know, you're not a part of this." And they go out and Grant made some plays the last couple games. And his coach told me this. He's like, "Go back and watch those games. He's playing hard, and you can see those moments out of Grant Delpit." But you didn't see those moments out of a lot of these players, and a lot of those other players are gone. They turned over the roster, and I think that's the key in talking to a source in that Browns front office. They want to find players who are like Grant Delpit, players who are going to get socked in the jaw and know how to respond to adversity. How often did you see last season the Browns players just kind of roll over and die? I mean, they were outscored by 177 points last season, which is even a lot by Browns measures. So they've got to figure out a way to rewire the DNA of this team. And that's kind of the whole point of the story is Grant Delpit is the one that wants to be the voice for everybody to follow. Now, Myles Garrett's unbelievably talented, not necessarily like an A-plus leader. Like, yeah, you know, he's going to lead by his action. They need somebody in the locker room who's going to speak up and kind of take the bull by the horns. And Delpit realizes it's got to be him. And, you know, I look back at those LSU days and chatted with Bill Bush, his coach with the Tigers. You can kind of look at that cutthroat world in Baton Rouge to get a sense for maybe what the Cleveland Browns are trying to create. It was a different world, hitting drills. And, I mean, it was like Junction Boy stuff at times. So, yeah, a lot of fun trying to figure out what kind of world the Cleveland Browns can create. I think that's what's exciting about this team. They can create a whole new world, right? Everybody's excited this time of year, but I think with Cleveland, it's got to feel like maybe a weight's lifted off the shoulder to a degree where, all right, now we can actually try to build this thing long-term. We're not kidding ourselves anymore.
How much does that leadership aspect of things matter inside an NFL locker room?
I think it matters a hell of a lot because, I don't know, like I've never viewed football through a mathematical equation like baseball. You know, even you know, there's so many X and O's, junkies and gurus, and you pull up Twitter and it's like everybody's a film expert. Look, like football is it's the ultimate violent, physical team sport. It's 2 minutes left, fourth down, you're on E. How in the hell are you going to respond? And look, if you screw up, your teammate next to you might get his bell rung. There's nothing like it. So you do need leaders, legit leaders, people to follow who know how to navigate through this beautifully callous, cruel world. And I think the teams that have those leaders established, they respond in December. The teams that don't, they're going to quit and they're going to die and they're going to go through losing seasons. I think the Browns are trying to figure out those players. And I think Grant Delpit realizes he needs to be that player who kind of leads the charge.
Ty, we'll get you out of here at this. More of an overarching question in relation to the AFC. Because, listen, the Chiefs, still a juggernaut in this conference, obviously. And they did make a run to the Super Bowl. They are still the defending AFC champions. But given how that Super Bowl went and how lopsided it was, do you kind of get the sense in people you've talked to, and I know you talk to teams all around the league, but from some of these teams that are like true Super Bowl or AFC contenders, the Bills, the Ravens, etc., do you get the sense that like these teams feel like maybe the Chiefs are vulnerable for the first time in a while to actually be beaten and overtaken in the playoffs, and that maybe this is their chance to sort of slip in and win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's blasphemy for us to talk like that, right? Like it's taboo to think, oh my gosh, like the king is dead and they're done and it's their time has passed. And I don't think we're saying that because I think we all know Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they play the long game, right? This is Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan and the Spurs. Like they'll use September and October to tinker and toy. I mean, it's crazy they won two more Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill and with an offense that was kind of a pop gun offense at times. They're still at the peak of their powers as long as Mahomes is the quarterback. But, yeah, to your point, I think that they looked vulnerable. It's clear in the Philly Super Bowl and even the Tampa Super Bowl, the COVID year a while back. If you've got a D-line that can get pressure on Mahomes and you don't have to blitz, I mean, Vic Fangio didn't blitz one time in this Super Bowl. You think back to the Tampa one. What was the number? I think Mahomes ran around for 497 yards before getting sacked and before throwing incompletions. Like, he was running for his damn life against the Buccaneers in that game. You somehow have to get a pass rush without blitz. And if you've got that, and then you've got an offense of your own that can put up 30 points, yeah. I mean, Bills have it. The Ravens have it. You know, the Bengals at least have the offense. Who in the hell knows what they're going to have on defense? I think every team that has one of those quarterbacks at least can stick with Mahomes, and I wouldn't be surprised if somebody finally overtook them in the AFC. Probably not Cleveland quite yet, right? Not yet. You do have to figure out the quarterback position. But I think that they absolutely have a little direction 1 through 53 on what in the hell they want this thing to look like from a roster standpoint.
Hey, we get it. You can only take the love for Cleveland so far at this point. We're right there with you. So Tyler Dunn,
I haven't been drinking yet. It's still a little early.
It is a Friday though, so I wouldn't blame you if you were. The weekend starts a little early. Tyler Dunn, he does a tremendous job covering just the NFL at large over at golongtd.com, his own site. Like I said, I mentioned it a couple times, but go check out that piece about Grant Delp. But really, really insightful stuff. Ty, you know I love having you on. You know I always love catching up. I hope we get a chance to do it in person at training camp at some point. But until I get to see you, man, take care of yourself, all right?
Hey, thanks so much, Spence. You as well. Great chat. Let's do it again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.